Amen. It's good to be in God's house this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, I love the Lord. He's been so good to me. I deserve to be in hell with my back broke. And my name is Jose Gomez. I'm a missionary to Mexico. Just want to make something very clear. First of all, I am not a Mexican. I am a Texican. Now, for those of you who don't know, there's a difference. Texicans were inside of the Alamo. Mexicans were outside of the Alamo. Now, they're still cousins, so it's a weird family reunion. But my mom's family's from Mesquite, Texas. That's close to Dallas. My father's family's from Baytown, Texas. That's close to Houston. My grandfather on my dad's side was born in South Texas. So we cover, I'm a Texican through and through. I tell people, God's just so good, he gave me camouflage to be able to be a missionary down in Mexico. They don't know any better, preacher. They don't know I bleed red, white, and blue. Amen. They don't know I'm secretly saying build that wall. But anyways, just keep that between you and I. Some people, you know our people, some people make fun, and I had some guys making fun of me, and they said, build that wall, Brother Gomez. I go, yeah, man, I got some cousins. They give you a good price. I would have had that thing done already. God's good to us. God's good to us. I'll tell you a little bit about me real quick, and then I'll show you the presentation. We'll show you some so you can see it. Brother, I don't know if we can get something to put on the laptop so we can hear the... I might just use the lapel.
No, it's there.
Oh, it's there. Oh, man. You're awesome, brother. Amen.
Don't tell him that.
Don't tell me he's got a big, he'll get a big head, because it seems like somebody already told him. Yeah, somebody's done all. No. No, listen, I was born in Dallas, Texas, and as who said amen? We got a Texan here? No. But I grew up on the mission field. My father was a missionary. And we grew up there on the mission field. And at 8 years old, we moved back with my mother to Dallas, Texas, to Mesquite, and spent 9-10 years there. Felt the Lord calling me back to Mexico. And I still remember my family members telling me I was going to starve to death. They missed it, man. I'm probably going to eat to death. But what are you going to do in Mexico? You know, blah, blah, blah. Brother, when God calls you, nothing else is going to make you happy. And, I went to the border, and on the border, I was close enough where I could study in America and then study Bible college in Mexico. We'd go back and forth for 3 years. I did that. We went to Glory Land Baptist Bible College in Rio Bravo, Mexico. When I graduated, again, my teacher said, your people are dying to come over here, and you're going to go over there. I said, I couldn't explain to you. You know, it's God's calling. That's what he wants for my life. At 19, we took our first church at 19 years old. No support, just living by faith. Amen. Then I got married and realized you need support. Then we had 4 kids, and I realized you really, 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 really need support. And so we've not been on deputation for 2 or 3 years, nothing like that. We just, every year, we go out for a month, month and a half, and then we go back because we've got a lot of work down there in Mexico. I'll get to show you some of that. So I'm going to show you this video, and then I'm just going to show you some pictures and show you how we start a church over there from the ground up to about a year and a half into it, okay? Pray for us. We've got 5 churches that we're in charge of that we've personally started 4 of them, and we're praying about starting another church this year and a Bible college. So help us pray. Help us pray. We were on the border for about 13 years on the border, and then the Lord moved us 8 hours in. And for 13 years, I even had people drop me. They said, you're not a missionary. You've been in the same place for 13 years. I said, well, show me in the Bible where it says how many years I have to be there, and I'll move.
Amen.
And there's not a timetable.
Amen.
You know, it's just what God does. Amen. Well, it's a funny thing. When he dropped my support, like a year later, the Lord called me 8 hours, 9 hours into Mexico. And in 7 years, we've started 3 churches. We're about to start a 4th church in 7 years. And so the Lord knows his timing. The time we were there in the border, we trained young men. We trained some families. And when we went over there, those are the families that are not taking those churches that I'm starting. And so God's good to us. I'll show you all the pictures and then pray it's a blessing to you. Don't turn me off, brother. I'm going to speak a little bit through it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Now, this video is about 3 or 4 years old. That's why I'm gonna show you some pictures of the last church. The last church that we started is in a big city of about 400,000 people. Very few churches.
Hello, this is Pastor Charlie Andrews of Gloria Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. I'd like to recommend Brother Jose Gomez Jr. I've known Brother Jose since he was about 14 years old when I began to work with his father, Jose Gomez Sr., in Rio Bravo, Mexico. I've been working with him for over 20 years and saw this young man grow up to be a fine, godly man. He pastored some there with his father in Rio Bravo, then took the pastor 12 years ago in Progreso, where he has built a new church since then and saw the congregation grow. I've known him. He's a man of integrity and honesty, and I can wholeheartedly recommend this young man for your support, prayerfully and financially.
Jose Gomez and his wife Hannah are missionaries to the country of Mexico. They have been preaching the gospel for 15 years, first in Nuevo Progreso, a small town just across the border from Progreso, Texas, which is just west of Brownsville, Texas. This is a photo of Jose's first church that he took over when he was just 19 years of age. Jose and Hannah have 4 children, Joanna, Samantha, Jose III, and Elias. Brother Gomez began in a small wood frame building, and God started and kept on blessing them. Slowly, they built a block structure around the original building until they had enough money for the roof. Then they tore down the original wood structure that was inside their new building. Next came the second floor. The walls went up, and in 2007, the Lord used a church in Ohio to put the roof on the second story and to frame the living quarters in the back of the second floor. God continued to bless, and many more have been saved since then.
This is a vacation Bible school. We had 600 kids in a town of 2,500.
Besides founding 12 churches together, Jose and his father run Gloryland Baptist Bible College in Rio Bravo, Mexico. Its 3-year course of study is free of charge to any who are willing to surrender to the ministry. Over 100 students have graduated since the college opened its doors over 16 years ago. In 2011, God gave Brother Gomez a burden for the people in the mountains of San Luis, a state which is about 9 hours south of Nuevo Progreso. It is an area almost totally devoid of any New Testament gospel witness. About 98% of the population consider themselves to be Roman Catholic, and the Jehovah's Witnesses are beginning to become prevalent in the area and further corrupting the spiritual state of the people.
Now, this is a video you're going to see next is the actual town the Lord sent us to. They do this every year. These are Mexican Indians, 100% Mexican Indians. In that truck, that's supposed to be Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They follow this truck for miles and miles. If you ask them why they do it, they've just done it every year. And somebody told me once, it looks like they're getting led straight to hell.
Brother Gomez is being led to this region to reach the lost and to plant many churches. There are over 185 villages within an hour's travel, with each averaging a population of at least 1,000. The largest village in Mexico, called La Palma, is within this region with a population of over 5,000. Brother Gomez learned first of this area and its need in 2008 and has made several trips to this area since. God continued to bless, and in just 1.5 years, a new church building was erected, furnished, and completed. Many people now call this their church home, and more continue to be saved, baptized, and added to the church on a regular basis. The first church in San Luis is in the village of Agua Buena, and on their first anniversary on July 22, 2013, they had a service on Saturday and had 8 saved. Then on Sunday morning, they had a baptismal service where 36 people were baptized and another was saved, and 3 young people surrendered to serve our Lord. There have been great requests from the surrounding area to start more churches, as the people are starving for good gospel preaching. Brother Gomez began having Friday services in the town of San Nicolas, which is about 1 hour further up the mountain from Agua Buena. And on the service on Friday before the big anniversary service in Agua Buena, there were over 150 in attendance and 15 saved. With all the souls that are being saved in San Luis, the devil is really fighting. And this year, the van that Brother Gomez drove to San Luis was overheating during the trip. And once they arrived, they took the same van about 1 hour away, and on the return trip, it burst into flames. 2 young men who were in it managed to get out just before it was totally engulfed. Unfortunately, Brother Gomez's Bible was lost in the fire, along with almost all of his sermon notes. In all, during the trip, they saw almost 20 saved and 16 baptized. The Lord has truly blessed his work in San Luis, and we thank everyone who has had any part in this ministry.
About my baptistry. Beautiful waterfalls in the background. God's good to us.
The following photos show the people of San Nicolas and the property which has been purchased for their church. The foundation is in, and the construction will begin as soon as funds permit. Currently, the congregation meets under a large awning or tarp that was donated to the church. Amen. I want y'all to notice that most of every time there's somebody one-on-one praying for them. We're not this 1, 2, 3, raise your hand and who wants to go to heaven. We want to make sure people know what they're doing. And so a lot of those pictures, I don't know if you saw, there's one-on-one, my wife leading a lady, another lady with another lady, another man. And we want people to, brother, I believe in the, that we're going to give an account to the Lord. And if I come here and tell you we've won 20,000 people to the Lord, and that's just not true, I'm going to have to give an account for that. And so you'll see that. You'll see that through all our pictures, one-on-one, one-on-one. There's even a little group of kids that raise their hands, and then somebody's probably thinking, uh-oh. But if you look at the next, there's somebody praying with all of them. There's one guy there talking to all of them. And so, but let me show you some pictures real quick. Now, this is about 4 years old, I think. I think this is 4 years old. I'm just going to show you some pictures real quick of, this is from like 3 weeks ago, 3, 4 weeks ago. So, about
About a year and a half ago, the Lord called us to Ciudad Valles. Ciudad Valles is a town of about 400,000 people and growing. Very few Christian churches, even fewer Baptist churches. I didn't want to go there. I like the country. I like the smaller cities. I like the byways, you know, you see people riding a horse. I mean, I'm like, yes, I like that. This is just city, you know, traffic and stuff like that. The Lord took us to this place. You say, Brother Gomez, how do you know it was the Lord? Well, because I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. Some people say it's the Lord because they want to do it. I'm like, it's the Lord because I don't want to do it. His flesh doesn't want to do it. We had the one church you saw is in the skirt of the mountain. And then we have a second one up in the mountain. We have to go an hour and a half up a dirt road to get to that church. That second one you saw that we're meeting outside, we got now have a building there. We're the only Christian church there. We're the only Christian witness that they have. It's so bad that they think you're either Jehovah Witnesses or Catholic. That's what people in that area think. So when are you Catholic? No. Oh, you're Jehovah Witness. That gets me every time. But fought with the Lord a little bit, just a little bit. I said, Lord, I'll go. You know, property was super expensive. I told the lady that was selling the property, I went like $5,000-$6,000 lower than she wanted for it. And I said, you know, if she says no, then it wasn't God's will. She said yes. Like, seriously, the guy, the realtor sending it, oh, it'll never happen. And then the next day he's like, the lady said yes. Just come bring a down payment, and then you have a month to get the rest of the money together. I'm like, okay, I paid $1,000, signed for the property, and then I had to get like $14,000. I'm like, if God does that, amen, good, you know, in a month. So we went there, put some rocks, did a pulpit, kind of like the other one you saw, and just started preaching. Just started preaching. First day we were there, a guy went in a backhoe and straightened out the dirt piles you see in the back, straightened it out. The guy shows up. He goes, man, this is a good place for a business. What business are you going to put here? I was this close to going soul-winning business, son, but I didn't. It wouldn't translate very well. So I said, this is going to be a church. We're going to preach about the love of God. And he said, the love of God. And you should have seen his face. He was angry. The love of God. And he walked at me. He goes, the love of God. He goes, let me tell you about the love of God. He says, I was 3 years old when my father, 2 years old when my father left my mom. Never seen him again in my life. He says, I was 5 or 6 years old when my mom could no longer feed us. She kicked us out to the streets. From 6 years old, I've been living on the streets. Says I had a job, my first job, I was I learned how to drive a motorcycle. A truck came and hit the motorcycle. Went up in the air about two stories high, lost the helmet and landed head first. Cracked my cranium. They said I would never be the same again. I wouldn't be able to do heavy work and heavy machinery. I wouldn't operate that. But I learned how to operate the backhoe that he had. He said, in one of the jobs, I was working on it, and I ran over a bunch of beehives, got stung over 100 times. He said, I was in a coma. He says, by the way, my wife just left me about a month ago, and I have 3 children that I have to take care of on my own. He says, and you want to tell me about the love of God? I said, well, let me tell you how much God loves you. His name is Eduardo. Edward, we call him Lalo for short. I said, let me tell you how much God loves you, Lalo. I said, I have a church. I live next to the waterfalls. I'm good. After 15 years on the border and Sodom and Gomorrah, God took me to paradise. I mean, it's still spiritual darkness, but at least you get to see some beautiful waterfalls. Amen. I'll take it. And now I'm back in a stinking city. Like, why? You know, I don't want to be here. The property, I'm in debt now. I hate being in debt. and I don't know how I'm going to get all this money that I need. I'm in a big city. There's traffic. There's crime. There's I don't want to be here. You know what God said? I don't care. Because you got to talk to Lalo. I said, I don't have family here. I don't have no reason to be here. I don't want to be here. But God knew you and me, we'd meet. I said, by the way, you want to know something more beautiful? I said, Jesus Christ came down from heaven just for you. And he lived the perfect life, and he died on the cross of Calvary for your sins. I said, by the way, how can you blame God for the woes in your life if he's not in your life? So you can't blame somebody who's not in your life for everything that's going on in your life. I said, what you need is you need to repent of your sins, and you need to ask Jesus to forgive you. And he'll turn that thing around, buddy. I said, he can fix your home. He can give you a reason to live. I'm telling you what. And his tears started flowing. The anger turned into tears. And then he said, I want to receive the Lord as my Savior. The first day we were there, I said, I think God wants us to be here. I took a loan out for the $14,000. Then I later on that year, I came to the States for about 3 months and raised it. Try telling people you're trying to raise $14,000 for a property. They think Mexico, you get for like $1,000, you can buy anything, right? A lot of people think that, but this is a big city. Anyways, we got that. I'll show you some pictures, and I'll tell you who Brother Lalo is. We went up to the mountains and cut some tree trunks and put a tarp, and there you go. There you go. There's one-on-one. You see them? One-on-one. There's people just start inviting people, making noise. The Mexicans love noise. Then the rain season came and the wind blew our church down, church building down. Hey, by the way, you see that pulpit there? It just showed up one day. There's no lie. Like, it just showed up there. It's like, what is this? It's a pulpit. So I prayed over it, amen, and then we used it for the honor and glory of God, amen. I got on Facebook, and I know Facebook's bad, but I got on Facebook and said, guys, if we buy another tarp, it's just going to, the same thing's going to happen. So we're going to try to put some tin on the roof. And some people said, brother, we'll help. And there we are. We started working on it. I'd like to say I left those tree trunks because remove not the ancient landmarks. But actually, wood is super expensive in Mexico. So we just took the most crooked ones. We took those out and left the okay ones there. By the way, they're still there. But anyways, I'll show you. And start working on it. And there's a church. Victory in Christ Baptist Church. You see Cristiana? That's not a new type of Baptist. It just means Christian. Remember what I told you about the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Catholics? That's why I put Christian on there. So they could see we're not Catholic. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. We're Christians. Amen. And if you're going to go to heaven, why not go first class? Amen. We're Baptist. Amen. By the way, there's Lalo right. This guy right, that short guy right there. That's Lalo. Preacher, about 2 weeks after going to church, his kids got saved. Then about the third week or the fourth week, he shows up with the lady. And I go, oh, man, Brother Lalo moved on quick. I said, Brother Lalo, I didn't want to mess up. Who's that, Brother Lalo? I said, that's my wife. She heard we were going to church, and she came, and then she got saved. Amen. Amen. There's a church. This is in about 5 months, the Lord did all of this. 6 months, we got to build a little restroom right there. More outreach. There's a baptizing people. That man in the white shirt was a member of the golf cartel. Got saved. I said, you mind if I take a picture of you? He goes, why would I mind? I said, well, maybe you're scared of the cartel. He said, why would I be scared? They can't do nothing to me now.
Amen.
And I took a picture of him getting baptized. Man, look at that waterfall in the back. Anybody want to make a mission trip down to Mexico? Take one. By the way, this is protocol. I baptize, and then I go up to the waterfall and jump off. And somebody said, why do you do that, Brother Gomez? To which I answered, why not? Like, why not? There's the people getting baptized. There's Brother Lalo getting baptized. That's his son. It's a little girl. What is that? That's the building. We came to the States. Some people gave some money. I sent it down there. I love to show people where their money goes. Like if you put money into missions, I want you to see it. It's there. That's where it's at. I haven't built a house. I don't have a new car, but the house of God is getting built. Amen. People were, there's the inside. More people getting saved. We did a tent revival, tent meeting. More people getting saved. Amen. Our anniversary service had over 250 people. That property right there is not ours. The man does not want to sell it. I think we're going to need it in a year or two. He says, I won't sell it to you, but I'll let you use it. I said, well, that's good for now. I told him, hey, man, when I told him, can I use your property? Yeah, just take care of it. I go, man, I'm already cutting it and keeping it like if it was already ours. Wink, wink. Ha, 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 he said. Amen. I can tell you stories upon stories. This is Brother Chava. He got saved. Hey, there's Brother Lalo's wife. She's smiling. Don't tell her. That lady will stab you in your sleep. I'm telling you what. Preacher, this is some of us just have to deal with crazy people. And God has found it in his wisdom to have me preach to the crazy Mexicans. I love them. Brother Lalo has a scar in his arm. Scar. Big old scar. I'm talking about like that thick a scar. I said, brother, what's that? I said, oh, I used to have a tattoo of an ex-girlfriend's name. And my wife kept giving me a hard time. So one of the times we were fighting, she said, ah. I said, okay, you know what? He went over, he got a knife and put it on the fire. And then he put it on the tattoo. And then he scraped it off. I said, man, you must have been super drunk. He goes, nope, I wasn't drunk. Was I? And she goes, no, he wasn't. I'm like, these people, Hannah, are going to kill us. I'm telling you what, it's crazy. Y'all need to pray for me. I'm telling you. I said, man, and you doubt his love for you, sis. Well, look what I did. And she wrote his name. I'm like, oh, don't give me that junk. Anyways, you'd be surprised. That's the people God uses. That's the people that sell out for the Lord. And so you pray for them. And real quick, I'm gonna finish here. That's Abraham, he was 3 years old when his daddy left him over there in the border. And so the father figure he had growing up was myself. We won him to the Lord, discipled him, put him through Bible college. When he married his wife, I did the ceremony. He's like a son. He's like a Timothy to me. We're able to ordain him, and he took the first church. The one you saw all the pictures, he took that first church in Agua Buena, and that was a blessing. More people coming to the altar. Thank God for an altar. Amen. There's outreach. And then we came back to the States about, I think, October, November last year and said, we don't fit in the building anymore, so we need to make it bigger. And some people gave, and we did some work on it. And these are movies that we do. Has anybody heard of A Burning Hell? It's a movie, old movie. Good movie, man. The Mexicans love that movie, but they're scared. People, we're doing that in people's houses and in plazas and just going out and soul winning. That's the inside of the, and that's what it looks like right now. In less than a year and a half, about a year and a half. Okay, real quick, and I'll finish with this. This is a property. When we got to this town, we had to rent a house. And I rented a house. I needed 3 bedrooms because I have 2 girls and 2 boys, and the girls are getting big. And we were able to rent something for $200 a month. It was higher than that. They gave it to us at $200 a month because I paid for a whole year in advance. The lady that owns the house thought I was rich because I paid her for a whole year in advance. But I had people who paid for 1 month, 2 months, and we got it all together, paid for a year. She said, "Brother, Mr. Gomez, can I borrow some money?" I said, "I don't have any money." And then again, a month later, "Can I borrow some money? I won't take no for an answer. It's a medical emergency." I go, "I don't have any money, ma'am." So, "Well, I'll remember this when your rent is due." And so it's not looking good. She might hike it up as high as $300 a month. We can't do that. I mean, we can barely do $200 a month. Like I said, people helped us with paying for 1 month, 2 months. I don't want to get on Facebook. I don't want to be that guy that gets on Facebook every time he needs something. I don't want to be that guy. The Lord allowed us to purchase this property. Now, not all of it, but from the burnt part to the where the block is at. I sent about 4 or 5 pastor friends of mine a message, "Pray for us. We need to build a house. Our rent is due in May, we need to get a house built. We're going to try to do just 2 rooms, some small, and then we'll build on as we go." A church in Columbus, Ohio, High Street Baptist. I don't know if y'all know them. They said "We'll go down and we'll do your roof for you, Brother Gomez." I said, "Amen." "So all I have to do is the foundation and the walls, and you guys come and do the roof?" "Yeah, we'll do that." And so I'm like, "Amen." So now we're going up against the clock. We've got about a month and a half left. And start working on the foundation. That's the little place that we rent now. That's my family. I'm missing a son in that picture. But if you can tell, we take up about the whole living room just standing up. It's a little bitty house. They want $300 for that. We can't do that. So help us pray. We got to raise about $3,000 for the floor. We're going to do the floor and all the plumbing stuff on there already. And then we need the walls. The walls are going to be about $2,500. So we need to raise about $6,000. And I've got men working on it. You saw the pictures. That's pastors are there. Members of the church are there. We're trying to get it done so that group comes down in May. They're going to try to come down in May and do the roof for us. So help us pray. Amen. Amen, Pastor.